It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. This is the live Saturday edition of the program. And we can talk about everything that might happen to be on your mind. Coming up, immigration. Mark, you wanted to touch on that. We can get to that. Also, the armored truck roaming St. Pete neighborhoods with cameras all over the place. We'll explain to you what's going on there. Let's go first, though, to your calls, your thoughts. Fred is listening in Tampa. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live, and I believe you're listening via the TuneIn app on your phone. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm in Tampa, Florida. What I wanted to say is here, we can buy alcohol at on Sunday, the Blue Law, at 12 p.m. until 12 a.m., all right? But in Miami, they can sell 24/7 all around the clock. I mean, it's just crazy how the different laws are from county to county. And also, I'm in the chat room, and we were wondering about Mark, and if he could explain a little bit about what happened with the details of the second-degree felony he's gotten. There's no way to put him down or nothing, but I was really wondering what happened.
Sure. You know, I can't go into big details. There's something called the Son of Sam Law, and I've been advised by an attorney that it's a bad idea to talk about it on my show. I have talked about it in other locations, places where I don't make money. And so I do make money from Free Talk Live, and it's important to separate those things there. But, you know, I can basically tell you that, you know, it's a second-degree murder situation. And, you know, I was in a hotel room. I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought it was going to be a drug deal. My co-defendant began to attack an individual. I picked.
You were 17. Did you?
I was 17
that?
Years old. I picked the wrong side in a fight, and you know, I tried to protect my friend in that circumstance, and
by telling a lie.
Well, right. Physically and telling a lie.
Okay.
And telling a lie to the police certainly did not help my story. I probably initially they charged me. They told me I was going to get probation if I cooperated, and I'll bet you I probably would have gotten probation if I would have cooperated. And I didn't cooperate. I told lies and ended up doing almost 9 years until I was released by an order of the Florida Supreme Court.
Well, I'm glad you're out, and I wanted to say everybody in the chat room is really nice. We're liberty-minded people, and we think really highly of you guys, and we love your show.
Fred, thanks for that. By the way, folks can go and join you in the chat room at cam.freetalklive.com so you can watch the show and check the chat room out as well. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Was there anything else you wanted to add to the discussion? Thanks for the call, Fred. 855-450-FREE. Right nearby where Fred's from, there's St. Petersburg, Florida. Fox 13 reporting, coming soon to a St. Petersburg neighborhood near you, an armored truck that you cannot miss and that cannot miss you, at least not with the four cameras mounted behind bullet-resistant glass pointing in all four directions.
It's weird.
The exterior is wrapped in an industrial design featuring very large eyeballs and the words St. Petersburg Police, all in the department's green and gold colors. This is exactly what I wanted, City Council member Carl Nurse declared after watching Mayor Jorge Sotolongo pull up the camera images on an iPad. It's high profile enough, you can put it in a drug location or prostitution location, and it'll discourage the customers from coming. They'll just keep moving. That's what the department has in mind, says Chief Chuck Harmon, as he told a city council committee on Thursday, assuring council members the privacy of law-abiding citizens has been considered. They've thrown it away, but they considered it. The real positive for me, he says, is the visibility of the thing. This is meant to be in a broad, right-in-your-face, don't do what you're doing, said Harmon. We didn't want this thing parked in somebody's front yard thinking that we were shooting into someone's bedroom window. It's really meant to look to the exterior activity going on around buildings, not into buildings, although they do have cameras that can do that, too. Deployment is another unresolved detail. After Thursday's display at City Hall, it was to be parked at the intersection of wherever. The chief told council members to email him with any ideas, with the goal of using the truck throughout the city. Council members think the overt presence will be appreciated by most residents. Nurse predicted that I would expect more than 90% of them will say, "Well, when can you bring it into my neighborhood?" The retired armored truck was donated to the city in January, after which about $30,000 was spent refurbishing and equipping it. How would you feel if you saw the police with an armored truck, armed up, loaded with cameras, cruising around your neighborhood?
You know, I would be a little surprised to see it in my neighborhood, but, you know, I think it's kind of interesting. One thing we know about cameras is, I mean, you know, if all you have to do is look over at London. London's got more than a million closed-circuit cameras in the mm-hmm. surrounding vicinity, so we know what they do. And we know that they're significantly more expensive and far, or at least less effective than streetlights in preventing crime. Now, I'm kind of interested in, as far as this, so to me, that the cost-benefit analysis isn't there. If you want less crime, it seems to me you make brighter streetlights or something, and then you'll probably have more.
Are they going to get $30,000 worth of crime prevention?
And I'm kind of interested that this vehicle is very obvious, and it moves.
Yeah, not to mention the gas they're going to have to spend to run this armored tank.
Yeah, that's not going to be cheap.
Right.
So I think that this will probably be more effective in a limited area than just putting up cameras, because people just, like, once the cameras are there, they forget about them at mm-hmm. some point or another. All you have to do is watch yourself a few of these reality, quote-unquote, TV shows that are out there, and you realize that people forget cameras are there at some point or another. And but, you know, this thing will be more obvious, and so will it diminish crime while it's around? I don't know. It depends on what you call crime, but I'll bet you it does diminish crime where it is. Just a guess.
855-450-FREE. I'm looking at the video here from Fox 13, and this is basically, it looks like an old Brinks truck. That's that kind of an armored truck. So it's not so much like a Bearcat. It's more of like a Brinks truck-style armored truck, mm-hmm. and it has a creepy set of eyeballs painted on the side of it with "We Are Watching" emblazoned above it. Seems creepy to me, and I would not feel good about this. The more information the government can catalog about you and your whereabouts and who you are and all that, the more they can use against you if they decide that something you're doing is illegal. I mean, for all you know, this will end up being used to determine whether or not your grass is growing too tall for city code.
Well, one thing's for certain is that government programs creep. Once they find something, they will extend that thing farther and farther into other areas. So if you want to take a place that an area of town that is dangerous and put this thing in it, and it diminishes crime in that area, is successfully, or at least moves. What I should say is moves crimes to different locations, because this isn't going to, you know, it's only going to diminish crime in that particular area. Then, you know, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to replicate that. And the fact is I don't know how successful or unsuccessful they're going to be. But at some point or another, this really is just putting up cameras in the city streets. And it's a little reminiscent of 1984 for me.
Yeah, it's really creepy. Let's go to Johnson, listening in Keene, New Hampshire, to Liberty 94.3. Hey, Johnson.
Hey, so I just, you know, based on the last topic you guys were talking about with the New Hampshire Bureau of Alcohol or whatever, I don't even know what it's called, but I just found it ironic because I was driving out to get myself a bottle of vodka, and I was pulling up to the store. It was 8:58, and, you know, I'm walking to the door, and, of course, the service with a smile person behind the counter runs out, grabs the cigarette butt thing, pulls it inside, and locks the door. Because they close at 9, and I was there just before 9, but, you know, not like a normal business where you could go in and shop around. And
so, wait, you just barely made it in, or they closed it before you got in? I missed
that. Oh, no, they closed it in my, they closed the door in my face.
No vodka for you, comrade.
Government gives you service.
Yeah. So did you then proceed to go to the nearby grocery store and purchase alcohol there instead?
Beer instead.
No, I can't, because I can't purchase vodka anywhere else.
No. Did you purchase anything else, or do you have to have vodka?
Oh, I wanted to get a bottle of vodka. I mean, that's what I wanted. I'm not,
I
like,
see.
Out to get drunk tonight. I just wanted to have a bottle of vodka so I could serve guests.
Yep, I get where you're coming from, and because they have no competition, they're not interested in staying open, not even until their stated times when they're supposed to close. I don't know if you had more to share, but you're welcome to stick with us here. 855-450-FREE. Plus, immigration is on the way. Mark, you've got some thoughts you want to share, and of course, we'll take your thoughts about anything you want. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over a million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. One of those things is the Bitcoin tip jar. If you've got a few Bitcoins, you want to throw us a Bitcoin or half a Bitcoin or a tenth of a Bitcoin or whatever you want, you can go to the Bitcoin logo in the top right of our website or just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to get details on how to do that. But you need to learn a thing or two about the Bitcoin first, and you can do that at weusecoins.org. It's a handy website which will give you a basic rundown of what the Bitcoin's all about. We've mentioned earlier that once you're ready to buy some Bitcoins, BitInstant.com can help you with that. But you also have to have some place to put them. And you can have a wallet on your computer, but you can also have one online. And Blockchain.info can help you with that. And not only do they have an online wallet that you can use for free, but there are a bunch of really neat features that go along with that wallet.
As a matter of fact, if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, you can find the weusecoins.com link there, or org. It's the same in both. And you can go right there. And BitInstant is the place to go and buy, and you can find that link there, too, at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But blockchain.info is, like you said, the place to get your online encrypted wallet. And with that wallet, you can send and receive, you can send money to people's email addresses, to your Facebook friends, and even to people's cell phones around the world. Virtually, I think it's pretty much instantly. It's very quickly. Money can be sent and received with no fees. This is the important part. You can't send money around the world without any fees anyplace else. Bitcoin's the only place to do it.
That's right.
That's what makes Bitcoin so special. It also gives you complete control over your bank account. Currently, in many countries, and this one too, you don't have control of your bank account. The government controls the banks, and the banks do what the government say, whether it's this country or any other. And that's another reason that Bitcoins are going to be so popular. As long as you can secure your computer or use an online secure wallet like blockchain.info, you've got control. So it's Bitcoins, and you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com for more.
All right, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want, whether you want to talk about the cannabis issue, creepy armored vehicles with the police having painted eyes on them, loaded up with cameras, driving around your neighborhood. How does that make you feel? Or immigration, Mark. I know you had some comments.
So I heard a poll off of CNN. Now, I haven't been able to go research this thing and find this exit poll. This is an exit poll from the vote that went on Tuesday. I haven't been able to find it, but I believe that this is probably true to some extent, that two out of three people that voted found that immigration reform was an important issue in the deciding of their vote.
Okay. And that doesn't mean which way they believe.
It doesn't mean that.
Right.
But everybody's talking about Latinos are the new black, and we're bringing them in, and it's very important to pander to the Latinos, is what all the politicians are saying. And I think that this is I agree that Republicans can't move forward unless they can get the Latino vote. And frankly, Republicans need to be able to open up to all kinds of ethnicities. They don't have what it takes in the area of ethnicities. I'm sorry, the country is getting less white, not more. And when, the vast majority of the constituency of Republicans is white people, they need to be able to kind of spread out a little bit. I think that one of the real problems moving forward for Republicans is their stance on immigration.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
They really don't have a good stance on immigration. When you listen to the base, it's like, we need to shut down the borders and stop them Mexicans from coming over here and taking our jobs. They're breaking the law. That's all I need to hear. The law is the law, and I don't care. You're breaking the law. You're a bad person.
Yeah, because they've never sped or drank underage.
They've broken. Of course, obviously, there's been lots of bad laws throughout history, and why do we call people that break those bad laws bad people? It seems ridiculous to me. So I think that good people disobey bad laws, and then I think that if you're going to have a free country, then free people need to be able to cross the border of that free country freely. Otherwise, what you don't have is a free country or free people. You can't have a free country if people can't move in and out of it freely.
Seems like a basic human freedom. The ability to move from one point to another.
If you want to be able to track these people or whatever, give them green cards so they can come in, so that way they're not getting government services they shouldn't have. I agree. Government services are a big problem when it comes to immigrants coming to this country. There's no reason that a U.S. citizen should have to pay for somebody who comes into this country's medical care or their kids.
So you want to create a tracking program?
What is green card? What are green cards?
I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. You
I'm
support
saying
a tracking program?
There's a program in place already. I'm not talking about growing the size of government. What I suggest is that free people be able to cross borders of free countries freely.
Good.
But I don't think that there's anybody out there that's going to go for that. So therefore,
it's too bad. People are so closed-minded on that issue.
Absolutely, the truth. But we already have a program in place for dealing with that
situation. It's good that your grandparents were allowed to come here without any significant restrictions. Otherwise, your butt might still be over. And I don't mean you, Mark, but you, the bigoted, perhaps, anti-immigration listener. It's a good thing that your parents or grandparents didn't have the same hassles to deal with than the current immigrants do.
Immigration laws are much more draconian than they were, many decades ago. And absolutely,
but people believe that they're the same. A lot of people believe that.
No, people don't care. People know they're not the same, and they don't care because they really don't want immigrants here. And that's where
party's over. Shut the doors.
I'm here. Shut the door. This is what it was like in Florida, by the way. People would move there and say, "Hey, it's crowded enough. We shouldn't let people move down anymore."
Mm.
And it's really kind of a ludicrous thought process. But if Republicans want to be able to reach Latinos, they really need a new idea when it comes to immigration, because currently they're completely at a standstill. Crack down, lock down, and that's all they've got. Let's bring the military home and put them on the
border. Works great with drugs.
Yeah, as if you're keeping drugs out of this country. So
the difference is there is one point, though, that needs to be brought up about the crackdown approach. When you're cracking down on drugs, the drugs don't think independently, so the drugs are going to come here regardless, because the people outside of this country see a money-making opportunity selling drugs to people that live here. But if you crack down on human beings, at some point that can have an effect, in that if you create enough of a tyrannical police state here in the United States to where it's worse here than it is in, say, Guatemala or wherever, then those folks won't come anymore, because it'll be absolute living hell to come here.
That's not true. They'll come as long as the money's here to be made, but you've never found a rich police state.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not saying it correctly, and it's important to be clear on this. You can't have a police state because police states are inefficient. Cops don't produce anything, especially cops that are chasing after things like drugs and immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're talking about being safe in your home, that's one thing. Immigrants have not been shown, not at all. They are statistically an insignificant variant when it comes to crime inside their age bracket. So if you think that immigrants mean crime, you're wrong. And the American Conservative magazine has an article for you, just to make that entirely clear. But Republicans need to, they've got a lot of bad ideas. I'm a Republican. The reason the Republicans lost was bad messaging, bad candidates, bad ideas. The Republicans need new ideas.
They could have won with Ron Paul.
I agree. This is a systemic, endemic problem that faces conservatives around the world, is they believe that things the way they were in the past were somehow better, and that doesn't work.
855-450-FREE. Well, what are you asking, for conservatives to change their entire mindset? Ooh, that's a tall order. What are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking about cannabis, legalization, immigration, the police state, whatever you want to talk about as well goes. If you make the call to 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Lots of different stuff is available, and it's all free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there, and we've actually got a new Shrine submission. I haven't put it up yet, but we will at some point here be proud to announce a new member of the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go to the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com and see it there for yourself. If you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Our phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a business and accounts receivable you find to be an arduous and vexing task, SACL CAI can handle it for you. The principals over there, Jason Osborne and his father, are big supporters of Liberty and big supporters of Free Talk Live. You can find them at the banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, let's continue and go to your calls, your thoughts. Ladies first, Sally's in Washington, listening to KBKW in Aberdeen. Hey, Sally.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Immigration. First of all, I'm Sue from the Dakotas, and I'm English and I'm Norwegian, so I come from an immigrant background. But I disagree with you. The immigrants that came here and built this country, they didn't receive a federal check, housing, food stamps.
Most of them don't today either.
Well, many of them do. Not all. Well, should never say all. But I disagree with you because I think the reason Governor Romney lost, and I think I've talked to you before, I went to state for Ron Paul. I'm a Tea Partier. And I felt that Mitt Romney should have taken Ron Paul He might have won the damn election. Excuse me.
I agree with you. If Mitt Romney would have taken Ron Paul as his Secretary of Treasury, just promised him the Secretary job, he would have had the ground game that would have beaten Barack Obama.
I don't think so.
I'd like to... Ian.
Most Ron Paul supporters can't get excited about Mitt Romney, period.
Okay, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong.
Can I make another statement?
Sure.
Before you go on, I want to address what was said previously. And what you pointed out is freebies given out by the government is a welfare problem, not an immigration problem.
It is, because many of them are coming here for a better life. And I've often said if I lived in Mexico, I'd try to get over here, too, because it's a better land of opportunity. But we are the only country, as far as I know, that does not take care of our borders. Other countries don't take the next country and all their people into it. They can't. You know, you have too many people on a ship, it'll sink. Now, I'm a Gold Star mother. I lost my son. And another reason I think that we lost this election is because my son went into the military in 99 under Clinton, and he died under President Obama in Afghanistan by IED. And his ballot was never, ever counted. And I heard again that many of the military ballots were not counted. And if you'd gotten those military ballots to Florida, to Maryland, well, I don't know about Maryland, but North Dakota and Virginia, it might have changed some of these election results in North Carolina, because they're military places. And I truly believe that the military ballot should be counted first. I mean, you had immigrants that were there. This president allowed immigration, 1.3, I don't know what the number is, but quite a few before, and they didn't check, they did not check their ID. That was one of the things the poll worker said. IDs were not checked.
Where?
I can't even go to the library and take a book out, even though I'm an American citizen and promise to bring it back, unless I have a library card. So tell me why IDs are racist, to have an ID and prove who you are when you have to do it for a library, and your vote is more important than
the
library.
It's not racism. It's that people shouldn't be obligated to go and be forced to get a government identification card in order to simply cast a vote, which is supposedly a right in this country.
Why not? We want the election to be fair. I think
that's
that
a bunch
of the,
nonsense. And you should know that the election's not fair from the get-go. The elections aren't fair. They're stacked.
Let her talk.
I'm sorry. I think the illegals voted and canceled out my vote. I think a lot
what's
of them
in,
voted
what's
more
an
than
illegal?
One. An illegal is somebody here who came over the border and did not go through the process. I mean, they used to come.
Why should anyone have to go and ask some government bureaucrat's permission to come here?
Because we're a nation of laws. And it's illegal.
Who obeys
laws.
These laws that you're talking about?
Let's throw the Constitution out, but I don't believe
wait,
in that.
Wait a second.
I got news for you. It's gone.
Sally,
they threw the Constitution out a long time ago. Now she's...
Better talk, Mark.
You're filibustering, Sally. Hold on just 1 second here. Okay, the Constitution isn't in effect. Tell me one of the Bill of Rights that hasn't been violated in the last decade, maybe number three. The fact is that the politicians in this country don't follow the law. The police officers don't enforce the law on themselves. I've never seen a cop pull over another cop and give them a ticket, and we see them speeding all the time.
I also saw them make laws up on the spot when I was at the polling location, where polling workers were snatching flyers from people's hands and telling them that it was illegal for them to have them in the voting area.
However, I agree with you, Sally, in a government election that you should have a government ID.
I disagree. Which said that? I mean, which one said that you saw them snatch the flyers from their hand?
I had a flyer snatched from my hand. I observed it happen. I recorded it on video as it was happening. And I had other people tell me that they had the same thing happen to them. They were lied to and told that it was illegal to have said flyer in the voting area. And it's all nonsense. They just made it up on the spot to intimidate voters.
I don't feel that this was a fair election. I really don't.
No, but this had nothing to do with immigrants. This was New Hampshire people. These were just regular folks that live here in New Hampshire. It had nothing to do with immigration. Just the fact is the status quo doesn't want to be threatened, so they were taking flyers from the activists that were out front who were attempting to influence people and win their votes through persuasion. They wanted to take their flyers from them, and that's how they did it. And they were very successful at it. They likely stripped flyers from hundreds of potential voters that particular day, and we only heard about it because a couple of people bothered to tell us that it had happened to it. Now, that was happening to us at one polling location here in New Hampshire. Who knows what other sort of shenanigans and backroom dealings and other questionable activities were going on at the various other polling locations to which we were not privy to.
I do know of an incident. I know that in our county, the Democratic guy who runs the ballots took two Democrats into the vault, and he got called on the carpet by the Republican chair. And when he went there, he denied it, and he turned to the office girls and he said, "Did I go into the vault?" And they all said yes. And it could have been an incident. So it makes me think of Sandy Berger. I think that's the guy's name who went to the National Archives and put papers down his pants. How do I know that that Democratic guy didn't allow them to put more ballots in or take ballots out? That was very illegal.
Indeed. So let's go back to the issue of immigration. You mentioned border controls. What would you like to see happen?
Well, it needs to be fixed. I was for the fence. I really was. I believe in the military they teach ABC, airports, borders, and coastlines. If we don't, I mean, that's what defines a nation. And,
well, I would rather get rid of the idea of a nation. I think nations are a terrible idea. I think that nations divide people. I think that nations divide people, and they keep them unnecessarily and unnaturally separated from one another. For instance, I live here in New Hampshire, which is a lot closer to, say, Montreal than, let's say, Arizona or Texas or something like that. But yet there's a national border between me and Montreal, but there's not between me and Texas. Why should I have any more affinity for the people that live further away?
I don't know, but you know the 10th Amendment.
It's okay to not know. I do appreciate it. What about the 10th Amendment?
I said you know the 10th Amendment since you understand the Constitution. You know that the 10th Amendment gives states rights. If you don't like the state you're in, you can move to another state. I like that aspect of it.
Yeah.
I wish that's how the health care was.
How's that 10th Amendment working out from stopping federal encroachment over those states' rights?
I know what you're saying.
Thanks, Sally, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, for all the people
I know these laws don't work, and I know they've never worked, and I know that people want to get in power and abuse these laws, and the Constitution's been folded and spindled and torn and mutilated, but if we could just make it, get the right people in there, it would work.
But if we could just make my law,
yep,
then
my
it would
laws
work.
Will work, because then the politicians and the bureaucrats, they'll act right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a nice way to sum up her phone call. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got time for you and your thoughts, but you got to call now. 1-855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call now, we'll probably get you in here. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You don't have to comment on what we've been talking about. Everything from marijuana prohibition to the police state and its intrusive cameras going perhaps down your street in a very near future. Or immigration, whatever you want goes, 855-450-FREE, or again, anything else that you want to bring up. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Hope you enjoy all the features on our website. If you do, maybe you like the fact that we give you a bunch of archives for free, the chat room, the bulletin board system, all that stuff, even the classic archives that we just re-released earlier this week from the first few years of the show. The show's been going on now for over a decade. And maybe you appreciate all that and you want to help support Free Talk Live. Well, I would recommend you become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's one of the most effective ways to help Free Talk Live. But maybe you don't have the $5 a month that it takes to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. One of the things you can do that's easy and costs you zero is to share episodes of Free Talk Live on your Facebook profile or via Twitter or whatever other social networking medium is your preference. Maybe you want to share a full episode, or maybe you'd just rather share one of our interviews, like maybe you liked our interview with Vermin Supreme or Carlos Miller from the last week. Grab one of those and send those out there. How about my appearance on Playboy Radio, which we also posted to the show, to the SoundCloud profile. Share any one of those that you think your friends would enjoy, and they'd be great ways for Free Talk Live to, or for them to get plugged in to Free Talk Live. And each one of our archives and interviews that we have on our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, each one of those has a share button conveniently located on each episode. You just click that button, and SoundCloud makes it easy to repost whatever it is you want on your Facebook page, plus Edgington Post.
It's free.
Yeah, exactly. That makes a big difference for us. More people listening, good thing. So let's go back to the phones and the fun. Ladies first, Hillary is listening in Michigan to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Hillary.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I just happened to call because I was driving home from visiting friends, and I happened to just catch the last two exchanges from a caller about immigration and needing identification to vote, and I just couldn't believe your responses and not feeling it necessary to have an ID to vote. I mean,
well,
that's just...
There were two different responses on the show. Mark thinks it is necessary. That's the other guy.
I don't know necessary, but it seems to me if you're going to participate in the statistically insignificant act of voting in a government election, that you probably should have a government ID.
But I don't. I've never, since I've been here in New Hampshire, I've never used ID to vote, and everything's
you
been fine.
You will be next time.
No, actually, no, I won't.
Okay.
What makes you think I'll be
that's
giving...
the law.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You don't even know what the law is.
I think it would be against the law, but there has to be some rule. There has to be some type of accountability. And the election, it may be, it's definitely, you feel like your vote doesn't count, and maybe it doesn't. But if everybody feels that way, and we put that out there, you're doing your country no service. You're doing your fellow American no service.
I feel the same kind of situation, that I understand that people need to vote, but I also know the math that voting is a statistically insignificant act.
You mean at the national level? There are some local races that are...
At a national level, absolutely at a national level.
I completely agree.
So,
at a national level...
But let me ask you this.
Your vote is technically very insignificant, but...
Wait. I wanted to ask you a question. What should I do? Shouldn't I speak my highest truth? When math is truth in my world, shouldn't I speak my highest truth, which is to say that, you know, voting is a statistically insignificant act?
I guess, yeah, you absolutely, that is your right as an American citizen. That is your right to say what you feel. And I just think that if it's said in a positive light, or if they're, because if all you're going to do is throw it out there and be negative, you're only going to get negativity back, which if you can present that and say, hey, you know, your vote might not be what you want it to be or what everything is, you know, cracked up to be, but here's how we could make a change.
Oh, voting's a terrible system for making changes. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of historical evidence. There's some, but not a lot of historical evidence for voting, especially for politicians being able to make a change.
That's one of the ways. There's two different ways it's insignificant, or it can be insignificant. One is just the numbers, like the sheer numbers in a national election. You're totally insignificant there. But even on a local election, it can be insignificant if both of the politicians are scumbags.
Right.
Then what the hell does it matter who you vote for?
If you're voting between Romney and Obama.
Matters because I don't know how old you are or whether or not you have children, but I have two children. I work every single day to support my children, and so does my husband, who incidentally had to take a job out of state because our state is the state I live is such a mess that he can't find work. So now we're separated.
You think voting's going to make that better?
I support your family in this time, but how did voting for Romney or Obama change that?
I need to know that when somebody says something, if they're going to say something that's negative or they're going to have a comment about, you need to back it up with something positive.
What was the negativity that you're focusing on here?
Pardon?
But you keep bringing up negative comments. What is it that you're to? What are you referring?
Your vote is insignificant. If my
it's a true statement. I mean, that's right.
But let
me back that up with something.
If my kids hear that, then they're going to think that their vote is insignificant.
But it is.
Everything.
Okay.
Right. That's why I corrected Mark, and I said, at the national level, Mark.
Let me back it up. In New Hampshire, where I live, 33,769, and that's the number, of people voted for Barack Obama. If I voted for or against him, it wouldn't have made a difference. His total would have still been more than 33,000 more than Mitt Romney. So my vote didn't count.
I'm sorry that it's frustrating to you, Hillary,
you know,
and I do appreciate your call.
Technically, your vote didn't count. But you know what? You need
but people have to feel good about voting. Otherwise, they'll realize it's a big scam. Thanks for the
Stay
call.
Home and pray if you want to feel good about it.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I agree with your point.
Here's my point on presidential elections. The vast majority of people lived in states that the decision was already made. You weren't in a swing state. If you're in a state that it doesn't matter, vote for a third party. If you actually want to have a choice and you don't want to have two crappy candidates out of there, one of the reasons that we have crappy candidates like Mitt Romney and Barack Obama running on either side. I know the Republicans were complaining about Mitt Romney a lot. The reason we have crappy candidates like that is because people won't vote third party. The fact is the vast majority of people in the general elections vote didn't count. So why didn't they just go ahead and vote third party so that we'd have some choices so the Republican Party and the Democrat Party would actually have to compete and put up better candidates?
Well, there are a lot of reasons why people vote for the main two parties. Some people just want to vote for the winner. They just want to feel like they won.
I like him. He has nice hair.
Just like sports teams, you know how people say, we won?
Yeah, we won.
You didn't catch that ball. You didn't swing that bat.
We're just another example of poor people voting for millionaires.
Yay! Right, and even if you had been the swing, let's say, Mark, it was your vote. Like, the state did win by one vote. Like, somebody did win by one vote on the national level, and it was your vote that
made
the difference.
In recorded
which has never happened, ever. But let's just say it did. Oh, great. Now you're responsible for putting Mitt Romney in office, as though you would vote for Mitt Romney, which hopefully you wouldn't. But or you're responsible for putting Barack Obama in office. So what's the difference? If Barack Obama or Mitt Romney wins, we all still lose. The government still gets bigger. It gets more oppressive, more restrictive, and more expensive.
And I'm sorry.
Congrats.
I don't want that to be a negative statement, but I don't know how to react when I'm handed two crap sandwiches and told to smile. I don't know what to do with that.
Kelvin's on the line, and he's in Colorado. Kelvin, go.
I don't have time to do my original topic, but I'd like to mention something about this. People being disappointed that Romney didn't get in, and I, of course, was a Ron Paul supporter, and then I switched my vote to Gary Johnson. But at my workplace, there were a lot of sad faces the next day, and I think what would cause a liberty-minded person to be disappointed that Obama won is just the simple idea of the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. Well, the devil you know that he's really, really bad, and maybe Romney might be less bad. And so I just can't,
Or maybe he'd be worse.
Yeah, he might be, but we know that Obama is, broken all these promises. He's torturing people. He's doing wars. He's not transparent. Yeah. He's, blah, 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 blah. Romney's rhetoric does sound like pretty warmongerish to me, but what these guys say and what they really do.
Sure. I mean, even George Bush said no nation building when he was running for office, so he sounded like he was cool on the whole foreign policy thing, but nope, not when he actually got into office and got into power. So what they say before the election, of course, has no reflection on reality, as people should have learned with Barack Obama, but they didn't, and we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. If you didn't get on tonight, call then.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.